Satyuga, there was one rishi named Pulatya Rishi. He was a great sage, great mystic yogi, and he could fly like a bird throughout the universe. And so one day while he was flying, he came to an island called Shamala Dweep, something like Shamala Dweep. And on that island, he saw a very big mountain. And he landed on that mountain, and he demanded to meet the king of that mountain. So then one big king came out named Dronachal. Dronachal is the king of this region. And so Palatsya Muni, he said, "Maharaj, Dronachal Maharaj, I am great Rishi, and I'm going back to Bhumi, to Mother Earth. And I would like to take one mountain with me to place near my hermitage, to do meditation on the mountaintop. Nice breeze is there and I want to go there, meditate on the mountain, but I have no mountain in my hermitage. So can you give your son?" And he said, "Which son do you want?" I said, "I want that son, that mountain," because Dronachal is a mountain king, so he was a mountain himself and his son was a mountain, shaped like a mountain. He said, "I want that mountain, that one there." He said, "Oh, that one? That's my very dear son. That's my newly born son. His name is Govardhan. Please, you take another son, but don't take Govardhan. Please, I can't bear you. Please don't take anyone. You can take anyone, but don't take Govardhan. Please." So he said, "No, I want that one. I like that one very much. I want to take that what you call Govardhan. Whom you call Govardhan." So then Govardhan, he was sitting there and he heard, and he saw his father's distress, how his father's crying, very upset, unhappy, and sad. And Govardhan spoke up. He said, "Father, it is all right. I'll go with the sage. I'll go with Palatsya Muni. Because if I don't go," he's threatening, because he said, "If you don't give me that mountain, Dronachal, I will curse you, and you'll become just a pebble." He's a big mountain. And if you're a big mountain, you get cursed to become a pebble. Pebble means little stone. It's kind of humiliating. It's like if you're the king of India and someone comes and says, "If you don't give me this, I'm going to curse you to become a, you know, Jarawala. Bungie, you know, and a bungie and red, and a, you know, red fort or something, you know, whatever." So I won't be too happy to accept that proposal. So Dronachal, he was a little afraid and he was unhappy at the same time. What to do? So then his son spoke up in defense of the father, understanding the position. He said, "Father, I will go with the sage." He said, "What? Govardhan, no, it's all right, Father, don't mind. But the one condition, that the sage, if he can carry me, it is fine, then I'll go. But if he sets me down anywhere, wherever he sets me down, then I won't move from that place. I'll stay in that place." So the sage said, "Fine, no problem. I can pick you up, no problem." So then Dronachal bequeathed his son Govardhan to this Palatsya Muni, and Palatsya Muni picked up the Govardhan. He's flying through the space, Govardhan on his back. But being a mortal being of this world, he had his limitations, even though he was a sage. And as we all get different calls, he also got the call of nature. And so having received the call of nature, he had to stop his flight, had to land. So he landed in some forested area, very deep forested area, and he put down the Govardhan mountain there, and he went and he did his business. Answered the call of nature. So then he came back, lifted up the Govardhan, and he, gosh, couldn't move the Govardhan. And then Govardhan said, "Oh, you forgot? Wherever you set me down, and I can't move from there. That was the condition. That you could only carry me because I'm also a mystic yogi. You think you're a big yogi, I'm also a mystic yogi. I'm flying on my own power. You think you're carrying me, I'm flying on my own power. I'm Govardhan. I'm Vardhan. I increase. You don't know who I am, Govardhan. Vardhan means to increase. Vardhan means to nourish. Vardhan means to maintain. Vardhan means to expand. Vardhan. Anandam buddhi bardhanam. Right? We have this Heto Dharpana Marjanam. Anandam buddhi bardhanam. This chanting, Nam Sankirtan, Heto Dharpana Marjanam, Anandam buddhi. This ambudi, this ocean of bliss is expanding. The Atlantic Ocean is confined by the continents. And the Pacific Ocean, the Indian Ocean is confined. One side is, you know, the whatever it is, Indonesia or something, and one side is India, and the ocean's in the middle. So it doesn't expand. If it expands, you're no more Delhi. You're flooded. It floods over India. But it stays within its region. So Anandam Buddhi Bhardhanam means that this Ananda Ambudi, this ocean of bliss that's experienced by chanting Hare Krishna, it's Vardhanam. It's increasing and increasing and increasing more and more. So Govardhan needs to increase. Increase what? The go. Needs to increase the senses, to increase the land. Go means, the word go means land, it means cow, it means senses, it means many things. So Govardhan's telling, I am increasing the ability of the senses, the sense of touch. The sense of touch, the sense of sight, the sense of smell, all these senses, I'm increasing. So I am also a mystic yogi. I'm flying in my own power. You think you're carrying me. At any rate, the deal is that you can't move me once you set me down. Oh yeah, be quiet. Just be quiet, Govardhan. I'll pick you up. I carried you this far, I'll carry you further. Just sit down. Hey, come here. So she has tummy ache. This 1 week. Some difficulty. So Latsimuni was telling Govardhan, and he said, look, you just shut up. I'm going to pick you up. I carried you this far. I'm going to carry you over. Go ahead. Let's go. So he goes, oh, and he can't. So he became very angry because these yogis, their nature is they become angry. So he says, no, I can't move you. Okay, I curse you. And you'll sink into the ground every day. You'll get smaller and smaller and smaller, just like he almost cursed his father. Remember? In the beginning of the story, when Dronachala was hesitating about giving Govardhan his son as a donation, he said, I'll make you a pebble. I'll turn you in from a mountain, I'll turn you to a pebble. And I, you know, a pebble. Pebble means little, tiny shila, tiny stone. Yeah, pebble. Pebble, you know? So Dronachala was a big mountain, and Palatimuni was begging, give me your son, I want your son as a donation. His son's name was Govardhan, little mountain. If you don't give me your son, I'll turn you a big mountain, I'll make you a tiny stone. So now he's telling Govardhan the same thing. You're not moving from this place? You become, every day you'll sink into the ground and you'll become, and after a few years you become so small, everybody will step on you. You'll be nothing. Okay, no problem. So then he left. Then Govardhan was sitting there, Satyuga, very big forested area. Deep forest, many tigers. Tigers were there. And there were many bears. And there were also deer. And different kinds of animals. And, the forest was called Vrindavan. The forest of Vrindavan. So Govardhan was thinking, this is Vrindavan. And great sages and rishis, they have the ability called Trikala Jnana. They can see the future. They know the past, present, and the future. So Govardhan could understand that in the future Krishna will come. And he will engage in pastimes here. Now, so Govardhan sat there very peacefully in Satyuga. Then Treta Yuga came. Then Hanuman was asked by Ram to make a bridge to Sri Lanka so they could catch Sita Devi. Then Hanuman was looking around everywhere for big boulders and big rocks to throw in the ocean to make this bridge for Ram and Lakshman. So they could defeat Ravana and retrieve Sita. So he's flying. Hanuman's flying through the air. His tail. He's flying. And he saw this big mountain. Because in those days, you know, in Treta Yuga, Govardhan was 100, 200 miles long. 200 miles long. And it was something like 8 million miles high. It was very high. It was described. It's actually, the figures are there in Garga Samhita. It described 80 yojanas or something. Some 800 miles high or something. I mean, Govardhan was really big. Really big. Very big. And so, Hanuman said, first, this is a good mountain. I'll take this mountain for the, it'll cover a big area. Oh, Hanuman came down. So he came over, put his hands under the mountain. Govardhan. The Govardhan was not moving or saying anything in response. Govardhan was moan, silent. I'm Hanuman. I can eat the sun. I can crush planets between my hands. I can lift the universe. He remembered his father. Who is his father? Vayu. You remembered his father. Vayu. How powerful is Vayu? Moves, all the planets are moving by Vayu. All, everything, the planets are moving by Vayu, by wind. Wind, there's wind moving the planets. He remembered his father. Who is this? Is this some yogi? Tell me who you are. Why don't you surrender to me? I am Hanuman. I'll crush you. Who are you? So then, no response. Govardhan is very cool. Govardhan is cool. Relax. So Hanuman became full of consternation, full of anxiety. Rama's waiting, and Sita's trapped by that Rakshasa demon. He could eat her at any moment. I have to get these rocks there and make that bridge right now. This rock is so big, this mountain would cover half the distance. I can just move. Who is this? So then, okay. He gets down, he pays obeisances. You can't fight him, join him. You can't fight him, then surrender, right? So he pays obeisances. Oh, great personality. Then he starts offering vandanam. Oh, great personality. Oh, great soul. Oh, great mystic yogi. Oh, great ruler of this world. Whoever you are, please reveal yourself. Still nothing. All right? I will search you out. I find out who you are. We started walking. Hanuman's walking. He walked very fast. And he said, "What is such a long? How long is this hill?" Then he said, "Well, I've done not walk. I'll fly." So he said, "Put that away." So he started flying. So Hanuman, and he came back. He did prikama, Govardhan. First Govardhan prikama by Hanuman. Hanuman, he died. Was it Vajrangi or? Vajrangabali. So and then he did prikama. So now he did some seva, Viraj seva. He said, "Please, who are you?" And he said, "I am Govardhan, the son of King Dronachala." Sure. And then Hanuman said, "Please, Govardhan, please come with me. I want to take you to South India to make a bridge for Ram, for Lord Ramachandra, because his wife is being captive by this Ravana, this Rakshasa, and you could cover half the distance across the ocean and render wonderful service to Ram. Please will you come with me? Then when Govardhan heard that, because he knew who Ramachandra was, he knew, oh, you mean I can engage in Ram's service? Yes, let's go. Please, Hanuman, I want to go. Let us go. So then, just at that moment, Hanuman started to pick up Govardhan. Govardhan started to rise. And then Akashvani came. Hanuman, the bridge is completed. Come immediately. Attack Ravana. Attack! So then, Govardhan, I must go. That is Lakshman. That is his voice calling me. Govardhan, I must go. Don't mind. Goodbye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. So then Govardhan says, whoa, wait! Hanuman! Hanuman, wait! What about me, my seva? Your promise? And Ram? Please, Hanuman! Please! I want to serve Ram! I want to serve Ram! Don't let me see him! So, and Hanuman says, God, don't cry. Govardhan, don't cry. It'll be alright. Please, wait a minute. Let me call, I'll call Rama, my cellular. So Hanuman, you have to make the stories contemporary. Contemporize the Puranas. So then Hanuman said, wait, Ram. Govardhan, I'll go and just don't cry, I'll be right back. So Hanuman went down and he said, Ram, I have a big problem. I met this great devotee of yours, Govardhan. He wants to render service and I can't, but the bridge is finished and there's nothing for him to do. Listen, Hanuman. Govardhan is my great devotee. He is the greatest of all my devotees. He is Haridas Varya. He is Haridas Varya. He is the greatest. Haridas Varya. He is the greatest of all the Haridases. And his glory will be known in the future. He will be worshipped by thousands and millions of people. Millions and millions of people will circumambulate him. You are the first. The millions will follow you. And thousands of people will do Dandavat Prakramas. He will become so famous all over the universe. You don't know what glories are awaiting him. Please, you tell my devotee Govardhan that very soon, in the next yuga, I will personally come. I will personally come and I will have so many paths, accept so much seva from him that he will be known as Haridas Varya, the greatest of all my devotees. All my pastimes with my friends, with my lovers, with my most intimate consort Radharani, I will enjoy there in the cave of Govardhan. Please tell him not to cry. Soon I am coming. Hanuman flew back. He said, Govardhan, great news. Wonderful news. Yes, you talked to Ram? What did he say? Govardhan, please, Dhanavat Pranams. Dhanavat Pranams. Bahukoti, Dhanavat Pranams. Bahukoti. Your glories are, I am nothing. I thought I was such a big devotee, Hanuman, Dasya Bhav, Bhakta, but you are the greatest. You are the greatest of all the devotees of the Lord. And your glory is yet to be announced. And just in the next age, in Dwapara Yuga, you will become famous. What, Hanuman? What do you mean? What are you talking about? I don't understand. I'm just a young boy. No. And then he told all these things. So, then Dwapara Yuga came, and Krishna came, and had so many nice pastimes. And Govardhan went, Kulkira Dharana Ki Jai, Hansimani Ki Jai, Jai Shri Radhe. So, Giri Govardhan is famous throughout every yuga, in every age. And there's something very special about Giri Govardhan. because he is the most unique presentation, the most unique presentation of the Lord in the entire universe. Because in one place, in one form, you have Shakti Tattva and the Shakti Tattva and Vishnu Tattva. In one form, one form is Govardhan, Giriraj. Sometimes, sometimes we call Giriraj Giridhari. Sometimes we call him Giriraj. So when we say Giridhari, it means Krishna, Shamsundar, Govinda Gopal, Gopinath, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. This is Vishnu Tattva, the Supreme Absolute Truth, Giridhari. Because Giridhari is a name for Krishna, means he lifted Govardhan Hill. Now when Krishna, in the past time in Dwapara Yuga, when he lifted Govardhan Hill, then he set Govardhan Hill back in place, then from Govardhan Hill itself, from the rocks and stones of Govardhan, a huge form of Shamasundara appeared. A huge form, miles and miles high. And the same beautiful form of Krishna, Tribhanga Lalitam Niyata Prakasham, playing flute and looking so beautiful. And then the little Krishna, little boy, 7-year-old boy, who was lifted at Govardhan Hill, he's standing there with all the Brijvasis. Yashoda Ma, Nanda Baba, Rohini Ma, his brother Balaram, Sridham, Radharani, Anangamantri, all the Sakis, all the Brijvasis had just come out from underneath the hill. And they're all standing there. What an amazing, astounding form of Krishna. So tall and towering. So beautiful, so majestic. So amazing. So then, the small boy, Krishna, Gopal, he started offering arti. He started offering arti, this huge form of himself. Huge form of himself, and he's offering arti. Agarbhati and Pushpa and Chamara, you know, offering arti. And everybody was amazed. And then he declared to everyone, he said, "Listen everyone, see? It's Krishna. From this day forward, you should understand that this Govardhan is not different from me. This Govardhan hill, this Giridhari, is fully the Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. It is me, non-different. And you should all worship this Govardhan. On this day, this Diwali day, this Anukut day, all you Prishvasis should worship with lavish offerings of pakoras and sweets and samosas and halava and sabji and all kinds of wonderful foods cooked in ghee, all kinds of paka foods cooked in ghee. Wonderful things. And this way you always bless all the Brijvasis and fulfill all your desires." So then, as he was saying that, then the form just disappeared. And everyone was amazed. So, on one side, Giriraj, is Govardhan, because Giridhari, Krishna, Giridhari means one who holds the Govardhan, Giridhari. But Giridhari is the name for the Govardhan hill, it's called Giridhari, because he's Krishna, form of Krishna. But on the other side, Giridhari, he also acts as Giriraj. When we call the mountain Giriraj, then we're referring to him as the devotee, as the Shakti Tattva. Like Radharani is Shakti Tattva and Krishna is Vishnu Tattva. So the devotee means the devotee of Giridhari. The devotee of Giridhari is Giriraj. And he renders so many services. The devotee is serving the Lord in so many ways. So Giriraj is rendering so many services. His beautiful lakes, his Manasi Ganga, which was in Krishna's time was a vast, vast lake, where he would have boating pastimes with the gopis and swimming pastimes with the coward boys, and he'd bring the cows down there and wash the cows and clean them and make them very nice in it because they get mud dusty in it. Shelter. So there's caves in Govardhan, and there's so many fruit trees, and there's so many waterfalls for bathing and lakes, and then there's beautiful stones, shiny stones for mirrors, and so many different kinds of mineral pigments, yellow colored soil, and orange color, and pink, and brown, and black, and all different colors of soil. And the boys would gather all these soils and mix with some of the crystal clear water from the lakes, and make a nice paste, and they would decorate Krishna's face with beautiful dots, and little vines, and all kinds of designs, and they would decorate each other's faces, and it doesn't look like you see lots. Very beautiful. And so there's fruits, and the main thing is Govardhan. Govardhan has these beautiful bluish-green grasses, very lush grasses, by which the cows, when they eat this grass, they become very strong. And their milk bags just fill up with so much milk. And there's different kinds of milk. Now you say, oh, this is, you make one differentiation. You say, is this buffalo milk, or is this cow's milk, or is this a mix-up? Khichri milk, all mixed up, But then, if you just take cow's milk, then there's all different kinds of cow's milk. There's sweet cow's milk, and thick cow's milk, and thin cow's milk, and bitter cow's milk. And then because we grew up on a farm, some type of farm, gentleman's farm, they call it. My father wasn't a farmer, but we had this, anyway. We had all this land and stuff. And so the cows, sometimes in the springtime, the cows would go, and they eat this, what they call onion grass. There's this kind of wild grass, this wild onion. And they eat onion grass, and when you take the milk tastes like onions. So sometimes we come in to get milk, my mother said, hey, it's no good today, the onion milk. Because we're never too fond of those things, our whole life. Anyway. So the milk wasn't good. But then, when we had an apple orchard also. So then they get in there and eat all the apples. The cows eat all the apples on the ground, and then the milk would be very sweet. So there's different kinds of milk. So this grass is bluish green grass in Govardhan. Govardhan means it nourishes the goat. Vardhana means nourish, or maintain, or expand. So Govardhan, it nourishes the cows. It expands their strength and nourishes them. And that's why when Upananda, Nanda Maharaj has four brothers, Upananda, Sunanda, Abhinanda. Sunanda, Abhinanda, Upananda, his elder brother Upananda, when they were being harassed in Chatikar by different demons, and in Gokul, first in Gokul, Upananda, the elder brother of Nanda, said, let's go to Vrindavan, because it's a safe place. There's no demons over there, because now in Gokul, we confronted Trinavarta, and Chakratasura, and Bhutana, and our four baby Krishnas just luckily escaped being killed by all these demons because of our worship of the demigods and our prayers to them. And another thing about Vrindavan is there's so much wonderful green grass there in Govardhan. Bluish green grass. And the cows will eat that grass and they get very healthy because they're farmers. They're Vaishyas. And their first concern is the health and wealth of the cows. The health of the cows. Because if they're healthy and protected and nicely maintained, then everything else is successful. So Govardhan supplies that. Beautiful grass, nice milk. So in this way, Govardhan does so many services. So Govardhan is also a great devotee. So Govardhan functions in these two categories. And there's no other presentation of the Lord that really functions like that. Lord Chaitanya is something like that, because Lord Chaitanya is Radha and Krishna, and he's also the greatest devotee of the Lord, and teaches how to perform devotion. But Giriraj, he's fully acting as Krishna, and some people worship him as Krishna, and other people worship him as the devotee of Krishna. They don't give him a peacock feather, and they don't offer tulsi leaves to his feet, but he's a devotee of Krishna. And what they do is they have a tray, they put a small tray in front of Giriraj, and they put some tulsi leaves. Here, Giriraj, you can offer these to Giridhari when you see him. And they don't put any gunjamala around them, because gunjamala is Radharani. Gunja is a small bush that grows around here and there. In Mayapur, I've seen it, and I've also seen it in Govardhan. It's a small kind of bush, and it produces a little red and black, and also white fruit, or beads, seed-like, seed thing. And in a certain time of the year, they're a little bit soft, and you can string them on a thread, and then they become hard. So this, when Lord Chaitanya, in the Kali Yuga, Govardhan has leelas, as I said, in every yuga. So in Kali Yuga, he has a very special leela, where Lord Chaitanya, Shankaranya, there was one devotee named Shankaranya, he came through Vrindavan and he got a Govardhan Shila. He took one small stone from Govardhan. Then he took that Shila to Puri and he gave it to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya kept for 3 years and he was worshipping that Govardhan Shila as Krishna, Giridhari. And then he had one Gunjamala, and he was worshipping the Gunjamala as Radharani. That represented Radharani. So when Das Goswami came to live with him for some time and learn from him and his associates, Raghunath Das Goswami, Mahaprabhu took his Govardhan Shila, which was quite small, And he presented that to Raghunath Das Goswami. He said, I am giving you Krishna. I am giving you Shyamasundara Krishna. Please, you worship him very nicely. You offer him 8 tulsi manjari to his feet and some little bit of milk sweet like sandesh or something. And then he offered the Gunjamala. He said, now I'm giving you Gunjamala, this is Radharani. So you worship them both as Radha and Krishna. So there are many devotees coming in the line of Das Goswami who worship the Govardhan Srila as Krishna, and there are many devotees that worship Govardhan Srila as the devotee of Krishna. And because Giriraj is Shakti Tattva, or the devotee is Shakti Tattva, some devotees, Gaudiya Acharyas and others, they worship Giriraj as Radharani. And they, Radharani, because she is the ultimate Shakti Tattva. And because the Gopikas in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, they speak this famous verse where they say Haridas Varya. They say, oh Govardhan, so they're looking for Krishna. And they're asking the trees, where is Krishna? They're asking the water, and they're asking Bhumi, and Kalindi, and Chandra, and oh Ashwat Vriksha, oh Nyagarodra tree, oh Plaksha tree, oh Tulsi, oh, and they ask the deer, oh deer, have you seen the son of Nanda Maharaj pass this way? We can see by the glimmer in your eyes that you must have seen the son of Nanda Maharaj pass this way. Please, oh, look, see how the deer are moving? They're moving away from us. It seems that they want to show us which way Shyamasundara has gone. Come, Sakis, let's follow the deer and see if they show us where Krishna is hiding. So they follow the deer. Oh, look, the deer is running away. Maybe they become afraid because they don't want to reveal where Krishna is, because he may get angry with them. So the gopis are very much feeling separation, so they're asking the land and the trees and the animals where is Krishna. So then when they come wander to the Govardhan, they say, Hey Giriraj. And then say this verse, they say, Haridas Varja, you are the greatest of all the devotees of the Lord. And so some devotees, they take this, they say, well, the greatest devotee of Hari, the greatest Haridas, the gopis are saying the gopis who are the greatest devotees are saying, Giriraj, you're even better than us, you're greater than us, because you do so many wonderful services. But then some devotees say, well, Giriraj, if he's the greatest devotee, then the actual greatest Haridas is Radharani. So then Giriraj, the devotee, we can worship Giriraj as Radharani. And that Siddhanta is actually alright. It's perfectly correct. If you have that realization, you can't imitate that. But it's certainly Siddhantically correct. So now, this makes Giriraj very unique. Because he can be worshipped as Giridhari, or as a devotee of the Lord, or as Radharani. But when Lord Chaitanya, when Krishna and Radharani come together as Lord Chaitanya, we can't really worship Lord Chaitanya as Krishna. That's called Gauranganagari. Gauranganagari. And that is not the intention of Lord Chaitanya. He came in Radhabhav. He came Krishna in the mood of Radharani, in the complexion of Radharani, to experience the happiness of Radharani, to taste the love of Radharani, and to broadcast his love to others. This Radhadasyam or this Mandri Bhav. So Giriraj is very, very unique and special personality. So he can be worshipped. Generally he's worshipped as Giridhari, as Krishna, or as the devotee of Krishna, Giriraj. As you could say, just as Giriraj, in a male context, in Dasya Bhav or Sakya Bhav, he serves in so many of these. But then some devotees have the mood that he is actually, or Giriraj is Radharani, and has a nice wig, wears long hair, and a braid, and dressed like Radharani. I've seen many temples in Vrindavan. So Giriraj is very, very special, and he'll reciprocate with you. One thing about Giriraj, he's very, very merciful, because Krishna is not so merciful. That's why many devotees, they worship Giriraj as the devotee. Because the devotee is the Kripa Shakti Murti. The Lord's mercy is greater with the devotee than it is with himself. It's like someone might say, like the husband might make all the money, and you go to the husband, let me have some money. He says, it's not with me, it's with her. My wife's holding all the money. You may make, now wait a minute, you make all the money, no, but I give it to her. She's holding his purse strings. If you want the money, you have to get it from her. So it's just like Krishna's made of Kripa. Krishna, everything is Krishna. Everything is within him, and he's the creator, and he's everything. But he said, oh, you want mercy? You want Kripa? I have to get it from my devotee. My devotee's holding the mercy. He's a Kripa Shakti Murti. He's a Kripa Murti. He has the mercy. He's a form of mercy. You want my mercy? You get it from the devotee. Yasya prasada, bhagavat prasada, yasya prasada, nagatika sopi. So in that way, that's why they worship Giriraj as a devotee. Because, well, if I worship you as Krishna, you're a little tight with the mercy. You're a little tight with the money, because, but I go to your wife and say, hey, you know, oh sure, I'll give you a little money. Because the wife is always soft, but the husband's always hard, you know. That's like this, every son knows that. He goes to the father, hey dad, can I have $100? Get out of here. I'll give you $10. Okay, I'll take ten. He goes to the mother. You know, when the father's not around, oh mom, I need $100. You know, what for? This and that. Okay, here's $100. So he gets $110 of it. So if you go to Krishna for mercy, you're going to be a little hard. But if you go to the devotee of Krishna, then you'll get the mercy. You get a little from Krishna. And then you go to the devotee, you'll get the full measure. Because they're very merciful. And there's no one more merciful than Karunamayi. Karunamayi is Radharani. She's compassionate. And it's her compassion which is fueling the preaching movement. The preaching movement. It's like some people say, why do you Krishnas preach, man? You know, like the Sri Vaishnavas don't preach, and the Tatmavadis don't preach, and nobody preaches but you guys. Why don't you just sit in your ashrams and shut up? And leave us alone instead of going in the streets, bang, 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 boom, 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 haribo, 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 boom, 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 and knock on the door. Excuse me, sir, can you sign this? Become a life member, you know. Will you buy this set of books? You take the, oh, you're in the airport, here, take all these books, will you? $100, thank you. You know, you guys are so pushy, you're so demanding, and you're everywhere. You know, like in America, they say, you Hare Krishnas are everywhere. I go in the airport, and I run into you, and then go home, and I go to the supermarket to buy some groceries, and right in the aisle, there's a Hare Krishna. Because I've been there. I've been in the airport selling books, and then on a Saturday, I go in the aisle, the guy's going to buy his dog food, and I say, hey, don't buy that. Take a Bhagavad Gita. The guy says, oh my God, everywhere I go, I see you guys. And then I go on a vacation, I get away from you guys, and I go to the National Forest. The National Forest in California. Beautiful virgin forest. Big redwood trees. Excuse me, sir. Take a Bhagavad Gita. Because, you know, we legalize the National Park so we can have our religious freedom. Here you go, take it. Oh my God, I'm camping out with my wife and kids. I get away from you guys for 2 weeks. The guy comes into my tent. Excuse me, sir. Wake up. Gee, Jago. It's time to, you know, it's Mangal Arti, man. Oh my God, you Hare Krishnas are everywhere. Hare Krishna! So it's literally like that. So why is this? Why are the Hare Krishnas so enthusiastic for preaching? Because there's Karunamayi. This Karunamayi, this compassion of Radharani. This preaching is Radharani's work. This preaching is Radharani's wish. This preaching is her desire. Because Mahaprabhu is Radharani. And Mahaprabhu has come into this world to preach and to spread Krishna prema and to give this to everyone. So it is a forceful movement. No one wants is coming to us and saying, please give me Krishna prema. They want Maya prema, Maya rati. They're attached to Maya. They don't want Krishna. So this is because there's no Radharani in South India. Radharani is not there. There's Shri and Bhu and Neela and different energies of the Lord. Shri, Bhu, Neela, but there's not Radharani. And Shri is opulence and Neela is pastimes and Bhu, existence. But Radharani is Ladini Shakti, bliss personified, prema mayi, and she's Karuna mayi. So Radharani represents this Shakti, this tattva, the tattva of compassion, the tattva of concern, the tattva of love, the tattva of preaching. So that's why you don't find any of that down there. Hey, man, just ring the bell. Swaha, swaha, swaha. You know, but then ring the bell, and there's no, you know, don't you, we don't, if you come in, great. If you don't come in, great. We don't care. We have fixed the concept of the, you know, Svarga Loka. You know, but this is something special. So, that greatest devotee of the Lord is Srimati Radharani. And then Giriraj is also this great devotee. So a very wonderful presentation of the Lord. So when people go to Govardhan, they approach Govardhan in that they may worship Govardhan as Krishna, but they may pray to him as a devotee. Very interesting. We see Raghunatha Das Goswami. He is given Krishna. And given Radharani. Gunjamala is Radharani, the Govardhan Shiva is Krishna. And he's worshipping like that. But then he writes a prayer, Govardhan Ashtakam. Or excuse me, Govardhan Dasakam. 10 prayers glorifying Govardhan Hill. And then he writes Govardhan Dvadasakam or something. 12 prayers, whatever it is. 12 prayers. And then he's writing. He said, "Oh Haridas Varya, you are the greatest devotee." He's praying to Giriraj as he's praying to Govardhan as Giriraj. "Oh greatest devotee," and the refrain after every phrase is, "Please bless me that I may reside eternally by your side." Because Das Goswami lived 55 years at Shamakund, or you can say Radhakund, doing his bhajan. So he's living, Radhakund and Shamakund are considered the eyes. They're like the eyes of the peacock of Govardhan. Govardhan Hill is shaped like a peacock. That's why the tail, the end of Govardhan where you go around, is called Punchari. Punchari. Punchari means tail. Means the tail. No? Punch. The tail of the peacock. The peacock's tail. And Govardhan comes, if you go on the inside path, if you go on the roadside, you don't understand so much. But there's an inner path. The Bhav Marg. There's the Bhav Marg, the Rag Marg, and the Vidhi Marg. If you're on the Vidhi Marg, you go on the asphalt. And you go by Lota Baba and say, "Hey, Haribo, Lota Baba." And you go on the asphalt. That's for the Vidhi Marg. But if you're on the Rag Marg, you go on the Antar. You know, you go in the inside path. Very sweet. Someday, maybe you get shown the inside path. Inside path. Very nice. And you don't see Lota Baba. Igne. But you see the tail. Very nice darshan of the tail of Govardhan. You can touch the tail. So the Govardhan is broad, like the peacock's body is broad, and then it comes down, and then the tail is just little things sticks out 4 feet in the back. So the Govardhan Hill is like this, and then comes like that. So Acharya say from the aerial view, you see like shape of a peacock. Punchari. Now Radhakund and Shamakund are the head of the peacock. But the head is turned like this. And the two eyes of the peacock are Radhakund and Shamakund. So that's described by Vishnu Chakravarti Pad and Vajriti Chintamani and other places by other acharyas. So, Das Goswami lived at Radhakund for 60 years, which is there. It is on the side of Govardhan. And his prayer is that, "Oh, Govardhan, oh Giriraj, you are the greatest devotee. Please bless me that I may always reside beside you. Please bless me that I can always engage in the service of Radha and Krishna." So he's praying to him as the devotee, but he's worshipping as Radha and Krishna. The devotees do like that. They get both sides covered. Worship him as Giriraj. So he's very special. So when people do the Govardhan Parikrama, they go around Govardhan for many, many reasons. Many of the reasons are material. They have desire, material desires. They want a son. "I have no baby. I want a son." Or, "My job is no good. I want a new job. I want a new wife. I want a new husband." Whatever, you know, different things to go on these days as they are, the way they are. So, the way things go. So Giriraj, when someone starts walking around Giriraj, he comes right behind them. Walks right behind you. Giriraj, Krishna, he walks right behind you. He comes right behind each person who goes around Govardhan. And so, what does this guy want? What's this guy? Or a gal. Guy or gal. That means girl. It's Western talk. In Texas, cowboys. "Hey, guy, hey, gal. Hey, gal. Hey, guy." Guys and gals. American English. Texas, I'm from Texas. So, I'm not familiar. Anyway, so Giriraj comes behind, and he's walking behind the devotee who's going on the parikrama for some time. And he's thinking, "Hey, what does this person want?" And he listens to what your mind is. Because in your mind, you're walking around, "I want a son, I want a son, I want a son, I want a son, I want a son. I want a son, I want a son." Oh. This is Japanese, "I want a son." I want a phone. I want, no, no. It's not Japanese. That's, so then he says, oh, you want a son? Okay. Then as soon as he finds out what your desire is, you know, he says, oh, another one of these guys, another kamavadi, another desire wala. He wants something. So as soon as, somebody lost the box. So, Giriraj, he walks behind, and as soon as he hears, when he understands that he has some material desire, then he leaves, and with the back of his hand, he says, okay, take it. take your son. Take whatever you want, just take it. That's what you want? Okay, and then he goes back and he sits peacefully up. Now, that's the general person that goes around. He does quickly. That's why people go. That's why so many millions of people go. Because he does fulfill desires, and then they tell their friend, oh, you know, I wanted a son, I went around, oh my God. So then it goes like that, and everybody goes, and it goes like that. But he's very disgusted with that. He's very disgusted and very disappointed with such an approach. He's materialistic. Prakriti bhakti. Some bhakti, but mixed with prakriti. Prakriti bhakti. Mixed with maya. Prakriti means maya. Material energy. Prakriti bhakti. Anyway, so he gives him, just with the back of his, okay, take it. Like if you ask for something, yeah, take it. I don't care. Doesn't want to see the face even. He goes behind and says, hey, buddy, take. They turn on, oh, great, my son, okay. You know, they just get what they want, they forget. And now some other devotee's going around, and he's chanting mala, he's praying, oh, Giriraj. Hey, Giriraj, please, just reveal. Please bless me, reveal my swarup. What is my eternal identity? What is my eternal spiritual identity? How does Krishna want me to love him and serve him eternally in his realm of Vrindavan? Please, Giriraj, please reveal this to me. And please fill me full of this pure love for the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. So then when some devotee is desiring like that, then Giriraj, wait a minute, who is this? This very unusual thing. Very unusual desire. Very unusual, very unusual and rare prayer. Rare individual. Out of thousands of people. So he stays with that person. He walks behind him. And he stays 1 kilometer, 2 kilometers. He stays all around. And he's watching. And he's listening to this person's prayer and his desire. And he's taking notes. Very interesting. Interesting person. But he doesn't immediately give. Doesn't immediately fulfill such a desire. Material thing, immediately he gives. Back of his hand is completely just take it. But this spiritual desire, he's watching. So the person goes around 1 prakama. Giriraj watches. Then he goes around again. And Giriraj is seeing, oh, he's gone many times and he's still praying like this and desiring and thinking like this. Acha. Well, Giriraj is thinking, if I fulfill this person's desire, if I reveal his swarup, and if I bless him with this prema, Raja prema, this Radha Krishna's prema, then I will be captured by him. Captured. He will bind me in his embrace. And I will not be able to get out. I'll be trapped, bound by that love. I should be careful. I should be very careful. But then, Giriraj watches, oh, he's here again. It's Purnima. He's come back again. Acha. So then, he's going around again. Alright. Now, I will test him. So then Giriraj, he starts to send different tests along the way. He's going around. Different inside the mind, some distraction, outside in the environment. Different tests will come. And as he goes around so many times, when Giriraj becomes pleased that he's passed the test, then he'll say, all right, you are mine. I accept you. And I'll reveal everything. So today we made 90 love offerings to Krishna. All of you, all 16 of you devotees, made 90 love offerings to Krishna. Or the love feast, Viraj's love feast. It was a very wonderful occasion, and it purified the whole atmosphere. Our acharyas, our seniors, our worshipful senior acharyas, who have spent their whole lives in Vrindavan preaching Krishna consciousness and realizing Krishna consciousness, they tell us that there are two things in Vrindavan that are very powerful. One is Kalindi and one is Giriraj. And these two things can give Krishna prema. Giriraj, Kalindi. Kalindi is Jamuna River. Kalindi. Kalindi and the... And we heard about... When we heard that before in Chaitanya Charitamrita, how Lord Chaitanya mistook the Ganges for Jamuna and offered a prayer. Chidananda Bano Prema Dasna Prema Patri. It was a very nice prayer. And he's saying there, and in that prayer, we remember those three things, that he was glorifying Jamuna. Oh, you take away all our aparad, and you bless us with prema, and you make our life auspicious. So Jamuna does that. She gives prema patri. She gives prema, and she removes all her aparad, and she makes her life auspicious. So she gives that. That's her blessing. So Viraj is the same way. Giridhari, he gives Krishna prema very easily. If you can please him, if you can serve him. So all of you, he's come here somehow to collect your service and to bless you with Braja prema. Because if you have any kind of attraction or affection for Vrindavan, or you're curious about it, now your affection will increase many, many fold. Your attraction will increase many, many fold, and your curiosity will increase to the point of going there. Where you'll actually go there very soon and take darshan of Vrindavan and Govardhan and everything. So that is all his reciprocation with you, each of you individually, and his blessings upon all of you. He is very, very, very kind. That's why he said, that's why the acharyas say, oh, of all the places, the lila stalis in Vrindavan, and of all the 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 temples in Vrindavan, and all the hundreds and hundreds and thousands of Thakurjis, and so much, you know, there's two things that are very special in Vrindavan. And these two things can bestow upon one very quickly Krishna prema.